里面。
So welcome everyone online.
欢迎大家，包括有网上的朋友们。
Don't know anybody remember what I was preaching last week?
大家还记不记得上一周的讲题是什么呢？
Mustard seed faith.
是芥菜种的信心。
Today I want to continue that.
今天我们还是在这个讲题上哦。
But I want to talk about faith in general.
但是我想今天主要是讲信心。
So I'm not distinguishing between ordinary faith and extraordinary faith.
那我今天不会再像上周那样把普通的信心和非凡的信心做一个比较了。
But in fact, talking about the nature of faith.
但是我今天是要讲到那个信心的特质。
Because after all,Doesn't matter how good the sermon is, you need to be able to have faith, practicing faith.
因为最重要的是，不管这个道讲的好不好，可是到最后你们到底有没有信心能够实践，才是最关键的。
What I don't want to happen is people say, "Oh, that was a great message," and then you go home and got no faith.
我最不想的就是你们听了道以后呢，觉得啊，这个道讲的真好，可是回家以后还是一点信心都没有。
But before I go on, I just want to say a little bit more about.The mustard seed of faith.
那在开始之前，我们再回顾一下上周所说的芥菜种的信心。
Notice Jesus said, "Faith like a mustard seed, and not faith like a lion."
那记得耶稣所形容的信心是用芥菜种来形容，而不是用一个狮子来形容。
Because if you want faith like a lion, everybody wants that faith.
因为你要是主耶稣用狮子这样来形容信心的话，那每个人都想要这样的信心。
Faith like Abraham.
如果讲到像亚伯拉罕的信心的话，所有的人都想要。
It all sounds, what's happening? It all sounds like echoing. Sorry, no. It is echoing. It all sounds great.
听着很好哈。
It all sounds great.
听着很好。
But then what happens is this.
Then,
Jesus said mustard seed.
耶稣却是用芥菜种的信心来形容。
And the reason why mustard seed is because mustard seed is so tiny.
因为芥菜种是很小的。
Most people would just brush it off the table.
很多人就是轻轻一吹。
It doesn't seem like any value.
像灰尘一样，轻轻一吹，好像毫无价值的感觉。
Do you understand that mustard seed doesn't seem like there's any value?
因为芥菜种的信心感觉没有任何价值。
Because it's tiny.
因为太小了。
But then, if it was faith like a lion, everybody wants to be like a hero.
但是像那种狮子般的信心，那所有的人都想要，因为他们想当英雄啊。
Amen. But that's describe what faith is like.
这才在真正的告诉我们信心是什么。
Faith to you and me, to human beings, seems so insignificant.
信心对于很多人来说都觉得哦，这么小一件没有价值的事情讲什么
？That we can easily just brush off.
我们好像随便一推脱就不用再讲了。
Okay, is it right? It seems like something they can just brush off.
感觉花点力气一吹就走了。
Insignificant.
感觉是没有意义，没有什么。
You rather go to a conference, get go for a certificate in order to advance yourself in God, in order to improve your life.
那很多人都会说，那我要去一个特会呀，是什么的，为了让我的信心大增。
Or let's say something that is so difficult in your life, you rather pay money, spend time in order to get hold of it.
或者有的人呢，生命中有很多的问题，他就会宁可花很多的钱，然后想尽各种结论，就是方案能解决自己的
问题。But when then God say to the Bible say to have faith, you go, that doesn't work.
那如果圣经说你需要有信心，你就会觉得，哦，那个不管用。
What can faith do?
你会说信心能管什么用
？How did you get saved?
你是怎么样得救的呢
？You got saved by faith.
你是凭信心得救的。
Faith transform your eternity.
信心能够改变你的永恒。
A simple little prayer to invite Jesus into your heart, confessing your sin, transform your eternity.
一个小小的祷告，邀请耶稣来到心里，来承认我们的罪，就这么一个小动作，就能够改变永恒。
Faith plucks you out of hell and put you in heaven.
信心能让你从地狱之火里面救出来，放到天上。
Transform you as a person.
能够完全的改变你。
If faith can do that, why don't we continue in faith?
如果信心可以做这么大美好的工作，为什么我们不继续呢？
Amen. Because the real value of faith is who do you put your faith in?
最真正的关于价值，信心的价值是关乎于你的信心放在谁身上。
What's important is we have faith in God.
所以最重要的是我们把信心放在神的身上。
And God needs you to and I to have faith in Him.
因为神需要你我把信心放到他的身上。
Because that's how heaven works.
因为这就是天堂运作的规则。
Without faith, there is nothing that will work.
如果没有信心，在属天的原则里面就不管用。
You can have all the Bible knowledge in the world. You can have all the attend as many conferences and read as many books as you like, but nothing will change.
你可以是把就是很了解圣经啊，或读很多很多的书啊，或者是做各样的学习都不会管用。
It's like having a brand new television.
就好像你有一个崭新的电视机。
You can look at it.
你可以看一看电视机。
You can admire it.
你可以就觉得好崇拜这个
电视多厉害。Unless you plug it in.
但除非你真的把它接上电源的话。
And there's no electricity.
如果没有电的话。
It's nothing.
你这个电视机就一点价值都没有。
You can have all the knowledge in the world.
你可以有全世界所有的知识。
You can know about God.
你可以说我知道神的知识。
But unless there is faith,
但除非那个知识带出来信心，
then we can't interact with Him.
要不然你就不会真的体会到跟神的这种关系。
Every time when we pray,
所以每次到我们祷告的时候，
Every time when we worship,
当我们敬拜的时候，
we need to have faith in God.
我们需要在神里面有信心。
Amen.So like the mustard seed,
就像芥菜种
的信心 it's so insignificant.
看似非常小，没有什么意义。
Faith is looks so insignificant.
因为这个价值看着很小的信心。
But it has a dramatic power in your life.
其实是有很大的能力在你的生命当中的。
And that is why, brothers and sisters, we need to pursue faith in your life.
这是为什么，弟兄姊妹，我们这一生都要去追从信心在我们的生命当中。
Amen.When I was a young Christian, I wanted to have faith.
当我还是一个年轻的基督徒的时候，我就很想要大信心。
Because I saw God do so many miracles, do so many incredible things.
因为我看到神做了很多很奇妙的神迹。
So I wanted to learn more faith.
我当时就很想学大信心。
And so I read the book.
然后我就读了一本书。
And it was about Reinhard Bonnke.
是关于布永康的书。
And how he, when he went to Bible college.
他怎么样去上的神学校。
In those days, Bible college actually taught you something.
那个年代呢，神学是还真能学到一些东西。
As part of their teaching, they have to learn faith.
因为他们当中有一个教导，就是要学怎么有信心。
So they have to keep praying for money to come in to support the Bible college.
那个时候他们要自己去祷告，自己有钱能够进来，让他们可以继续读书。
And Young Reinhard saw the miracle provisions of God in the Bible school.
所以年轻的布永康当时在神学院的时候就经历到很多神的供应。
So one day,
有一天
he decided that he would want to go to a particular evangelist event in Wales. That's where he was studying.
当时呢，有一天他需要去威尔士呢，去参加一个传福音的聚会。
And what he did, he had money to go to the event, but no money to come back.
那他当时的状况就是他有钱搭车过去，但他没够钱搭车回来。
And he had to trust God for the money to come back.
所以他当时真的是需要依靠神，有这个钱能够回家。
To cut a long story short, the miracle happened.
简而言之的讲呢，就是最后神迹发生了。
So when I put the book down, I thought.So inspired.
所以我当时把那个书一放下，说我太有启发了。
Just like Betty was sharing this morning about Enoch.
就像 Betty 今天早上讲到的关于
So as a young man, I thought, I want that faith.
然后当时我们就说啊，我好想要那样的信心。
So I decided to go to college with but no money to come back.
所以我当时呢也同样的练这种信心，我就去上了学校，然后我也没有钱够。
At that time, I was studying in King's College.
那个时候我在 King's College 那个大学读书。
I went there.
国王学校。
And it was a February day. It was bitterly cold.
然后当时是很冷的天，但二月天的时候。
And the lesson flew by, and I couldn't wait to go to Charing Cross Station, and I stood there.
然后当时那个课很快就上完了，我马上去了那个 Charing Cross 的那个车站，就站在那里。
And I waited.
然后就开始等。
And waited.
然后一直等。
And waited.
然后我就等啊。
Could it be this person?
啊，可能是这个人要给我钱呢。
Could it be that person?
可能是那个人会给我钱呢。
Didn't come.
然后就没有事情发生。
Then it dawned on me.
然后他们就看着我，不知道我在干什么。
I'm gonna get home.
然后我当时只是想回家而已。
I waited for 5 hours.
然后我在那等了5个小时。
And in the end,
然后最后
I walked all the way home.
我真的是走路回家的。
In the cold.
在很冷很冷的天气。
It took me 5.5 hours.
当时有花了5个半小时的时间。
And I moaned all the way.
我一路抱怨回去。
But when I got to Blackheath Hill, I remember that.
但我记得我到了 Blackheath 那个站的时候呢。
As I was so angry,
我当时一直是很生气哈。
I said, God, I'm trying to trust you.
我说神啊，我不是在练我的信心，要相信你吗？ Why hasn't it happened? 为什么都没有发生？
When I got to that hill, suddenly a wind blew and I heard something.
当时呢，我突然到那个小山上，然后突然有风吹向我，我突然意识到一件事
情。You want to learn faith?
我听到了这个声音说，如果你想要学信心，
and I will teach you.
我来教你。
You see, what I learned that day is you cannot have presumptuous faith.
所以我学会了，那天我们不可能有这种假装的信心。
You cannot just say I believe and things will happen.
你不会就是一直喊着说我信我信，然后这种信心就会发生。
You can't say I believe, I believe, I believe, and something will happen.
就不能有念这种咒语哈，我信我信我信，然后以为就这样就可以
了。Because faith is more than just a mindset.
因为信心不是光头脑意念可以坚持的。
Faith has to do with your mind and has to do with your heart.
信心是跟头脑还跟我们的心有关。
Amen.And it comes as we walk with God.
就在我们跟神同行的过程当中会慢慢过来。
It's something that we will grow in.
是我们慢慢成长的过程就会有信心的成长。
So you can just say, I believe, I can walk on water. You can believe as much as you like. When you walk on water, you will sink.
你可以喊叫着说，我相信我可以在水上行走。那你今天去水上走一下试试看，保管你一定掉到水里。
So I began the journey to understand what is it that will make our faith grow.
所以我就一直在学，想了解到到底是什么能让我们的信心成
长。Make our faith strong.
能让我们的信心大呢？
And so today we can share some scriptures to give us some encouragement. Things that we could do, say, I want great faith.
所以今天呢，我想分享的经文就是给这些说主啊，我想要大信心的人用的。
Amen. And so Jesus, when we look back at last week's scripture,
在我们上一周所讲的经文当中，
He gave us 4 key points that we all need to know about faith.
耶稣给了我们4点要学习信心的问题。
Okay, Mark chapter 11.Verse 22 to 23.
马太福音11:22-23.
It says here.
说
And Jesus answered them, "Have faith in God. Truly, I say to you, whoever says to the mountain, 'Be taken up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that he says he will come, it will come to pass. Sorry, says will come to pass.It will be done for him.
耶稣回答：你们对神要有信心。我实在告诉你们，无论何人对这山说，离开此地，投在海里，你心里若不疑惑，只信他所说的必成，就会为你实现。
What happened? No faith. So the first key is have faith in God.
所以第一个关键呢，就是把信心放对地方哦，放到神的身上。
So when you come out for prayer, when you're praying for God, for God for something, you are placing your faith in God, not in the minister, not in anything else, not in another God, but in God Himself.
那比如说，当你每次上来祷告的时候，你要把你的信心放到神的身上，而不是放在那个为你祷告的那个人的身上。
So the first key about faith.
所以你的信心的关键是
It's a faith must be invested in God.
信心的对象一定是神。
Because when you do so,
当你这样做的时候
you will have faith.
你就才有信心的。
Amen. In fact, the Greek actually can be translated in both ways. Have faith in God or have faith from God.
所以原希腊文的翻译是说，可以从信心，从神那里有信心，或者是神的信心都可以。
It's wonderful.
是不是这样
？In other words, the more I have faith in God, the more I will get faith from God.
我越对神摆上信心呢，我就越从神那里得到信心。
Amen. So faith must be placed in God.
所以信心的对象一定要放对哦，就放在神身上。
Secondly, it says, does not doubt in his heart.
然后第二点就讲，心里若不疑惑。
In other words, your heart must be full of faith and not full of doubt.
所以就是你心里面只能有信，而不是有疑惑哟。
Amen. Because doubt is negative faith.
因为疑惑就是负面的信心。
How many of you experience? No, it won't happen. No, it won't happen.
你们有没有这样的经历？
And you believe with all your heart, it won't happen, and it does not happen.
你有没有这样的经历？就是你真的说，哎，这个事情不会发生了，肯定不会发生了。你越是这么想，真的最后就没有发生。
We are worried, we are anxious, because why?Because we believe bad things will happen to us.
我们一直焦虑呀，焦虑。原因是什么？就是你一直在相信一个不好的事情要发生。
A little pain here, oh, I got disease. A little pain here, I got a tumor.
一下子这里疼呢，哎呀，我不知道得了什么病哦。一下子那里疼呢，哎呀，我是不是有瘤啊
？You see, when we are full of doubt,
当我们一直有这样子的疑惑的话
，then we're actually inviting.
那我们是在邀请。
All that you believe in negative feeling will come to you.
邀请那些负面的感觉进入你的里面。
So you have to be without doubt.
所以我们是真的不可疑惑呀。
You have to fight doubt.
我们必须要跟疑惑来征战。
Amen. That's why today I titled the message "Do not doubt in your heart."
所以今天我们的讲题就名字就是“你心里不疑惑”。
Remember that.
要记得哟。
I rather focus on I don't want to doubt.
我宁可去想我不要疑惑。
Rather than say I need faith.
或不停的去想我要
信心。I find it easier to say I'm going to fight doubt.
我其实觉得我自己的实践中就是讲不疑惑容易一点。
Because when I get rid of doubt, I automatically will have faith.
当我没有疑惑的时候，我那个信心就自然来了。
But doubt is very important.
所以。那种不疑惑是很重要的。
And Jesus said, "Does not doubt in his heart."
所以耶稣说的是心里若不疑惑。
Second key.
这是我们说的第二点。
Third key.
第三点呢
？Can we go back? Third key is believe that he will say what he say will come to pass.
第三点就是只信
no,
信所说的必成。
Yeah. You see the first bit, third bit, believe. He says, "Have faith in God. Do not doubt."Third, believe.
大家在屏幕上可以看到第一是对神要有信心，第二是心里不疑惑，第三是只信所说的。
So Jesus has given us the keys here.
所以耶稣是给了我们三点哦，关键。
Amen. In couple of verses, he's actually giving you the pathway, the process to faith.
所以就这么短短的两节里面，我们也可以看到通向信心的这条路。
So when you pray, you believe that God hears you.
当你祷告的时候，你相信神听到你。
You believe that it will come to pass.
你相信这个事情定会发生。
Amen. Smith Wigglesworth said the greatest power and against a Christian it is not the devil.
那个 Wigglesworth 这个人他说了一句很有名言，就是最大的能力不是从魔鬼来的。
The biggest enemy.In your life, it's not actually the devil, he says.
那他说，你生命中最大的敌人都不是魔鬼。
He says it's your doubt.
是你的疑惑。
Because doubt stops, hinders the Lord from working in your life.
因为疑惑就阻止了神在你生命中工作。
And that's why the enemy attacks your mind.
这是为什么敌人就喜欢攻击你的头脑。
That's why the enemy is very good at lying.
那是为什么敌人最大的最厉害的地方就是撒谎。
He wants you and I to doubt about God.
因为他想让你去怀疑神。
To put a barrier in between us and God.
能够在我们跟神之间放上一个拦阻。
And I have to say he's very good at it.
那我可以说这可能是魔鬼最厉害的地方了。
Amen. And the more we allow doubt to dwell in our lives.
我们越是疑惑的话。
And the less we believe,
那我们就越不相信。
You find that nothing much will happen.
你会发现，真的就什么事情基本上都不发生。
Your prayers don't go above the ceiling.
你会发现，你的祷告也过不了这个天花板。
Amen. So Jesus said you have to believe.
所以耶稣说你要相信。
And then lastly,
he
give you the fourth key.
最后第四点呢？
It says in verse 24.
要看看第二十四节。
Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer. How do you ask in prayer?
这里面讲，所以我告诉你们，凡你们祷告祈求的，怎么求啊？用祷告来求。
Believe that you have received it.
他说只要相信你们已经得着了。
And it will be yours.
然后就会为你们实现。
So the fourth key is not only to believe, but believe that you have received it.
所以第四是不光是相信，而是要相信你已经得着了。
What does it mean to believe that you have received it?
那什么意思呢？什么叫相信自己已经得着
？It simply means assurance.
就讲的是有把握的意思。
Confident.
是很有信心、很确定的意思。
That God will do it.
知道神肯定会这样做。
Confident.
非常确信。
A conviction.
有一个很大的确据。
An assurance.
有自己很大的把握。
All will be well.
一定会发生，一定会实现。
Amen.There is an assurance.
所以这里面是一定有把握的。
Even though logically,
就算你的头脑的思维
it doesn't make sense.
逻辑上也讲不通。
Even though what you see,
也许你眼睛所看的一切都是反的。
But faith gives you the assurance.
但是信心会让你对这个事情有把握。
It convicts your heart.
它会让你的心里面有确据。
Don't worry, all is well.
你会相信没问题，会为你实现。
Amen. When you And I have that assurance.
当你我里面有这样子的确据时
，Even though you might be trembling,
也许你都还在发着抖。
Even though you're looking at the circumstances, so whoa, I can't, you know, you see, it's all negative.
然后你可能一看这个环境，发现全都是负面环境。
How am I going to get a job when hundreds, thousands of people are applying for that same job?
几百千万人都在寻求这么一份工作，那肯定怎么我能得得到呢
？How can I be Well, when that disease is incurable,
那我怎么能够得医治呢？这跟病都别人都没有得医治啊。
Amen. But faith,
等信心呢
？Gives you the assurance.
就给你有这样的把握。
It's not a denial in the mind; it is an assurance in the heart.
不是头脑里在否定，而是就是心里很有把握。
You got peace.
你心里面有平安。
You'll be right.
你知道你会没问题的。
Amen.It's just like love.
就好像爱一样。
You know love is in your heart.
你知道爱在我的里面。
Even though your mom and dad saying, don't marry that gangster.
也许你的父母说你不要跟那个坏人结婚哦。
And because all the facts tell you this guy is bad.
可能所有的现象都说这个人是真的是不好的。
But because of love overtakes your heart.
但是因为呢，爱在你的心里充满了呢。
You ignore all the facts.
你就根本不管那些所有的所谓的事实了。
But mom, dad, I love him.
然后你说爸爸妈妈，我很爱他呀。
Amen. It bypasses everything.
因为你的爱就已经超越了其他的事实。
Faith bypasses the way you think.
所以信心也可以超越我们自己头脑里的思想。
There is an assurance.
就里头很有把握的那种。
So well.
只知道都会实现。
Amen. And that is why we can't just say, I believe, I believe, I believe.
所以就不要不停这么念呢，说我信，我信，我信。
Because that won't give you the assurance. That would just you're trying to be presumptuous.
你这种所谓的念呢，不会给你有把握、有确据。你可能只是装着有信心的样子。
But when you believe,
但是当你真的相信时
，and faith,
那你的信心
has assurance,
一定有把握。
You know faith is at work.
你知道你的信心是管用的。
Amen. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 says the same thing.
希伯来书十一章一节也是这样
说。And I've given you two translations here.
我还给了你两种不同的英文翻译。
In order for you to understand what it's trying to say.
是让你们知道这个话到底在讲什么。
It said, now faith is an assurance that things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
那这里面讲信就是对所盼望之事有把握，对未见之事有确据。
Same thing that Jesus had just said.
就是刚才耶稣所教的，不是吗
？Is what the Hebrew writer is saying.
这也跟希伯来书的作者讲的是一样的。
There is an faith is an assurance.
因为讲到信就是有把握。
Although you don't see it.
哪怕就是没有看见。
But that conviction helped you to see.
但是里头那个确据就让你觉得你看见了。
It's there.
就觉得真的是在那里。
And in the New King James, it says, now faith is the substance, it's literally tangible.
那这换一个英文版本，它里面用的这个 substance 词是实质的意思。
Faith is a power.
说信心里面这么有大的能力。
It affects you.
它能够影响到你。
Amen? It affects you so that you, your mind does not get in the way.
所以你的这个信心已经实实际际到这个份上，就是你的逻辑都不能阻止你，你里面很有确据。
To give you the assurance.
让你里面很有把握。
And it says the evidence, the proof.
这里面用的一个词，它的确据是一个证据的意思。
When you have the proof.
当你都有这个证据，知道你
相信。When you have the assurance.
当你有这个确据。
You know faith is at work.
你知道信心管用。
Hallelujah. Can you see now see?
所以看到了没有
？You can't just say I can walk on water.
所以你不能只是说啊，我可以在水上行走。
You need the assurance I can walk on water.
你需要很有把握，你可以在水上行走。
Where does that assurance normally come from?
那这么大的把握从哪里来
？What the Lord tells you.
那除非是主这样跟你说。
Amen. That conviction.
是里头很有这样的确据。
That power.
很有能力。
It's the proof.
才是证据。
You can do it.
你才知道我敢在水上走。
Hallelujah. Amen.If you try and understand faith, just try and think about your doubts.
如果你想了解信心呢，那就我们反过来想想自己的怀疑。
How does doubt work?
你想想你的怀疑是怎么工作的。
Then think of the opposite.
你就往反方向想吧。
That's how faith works.
其实跟信心的工作方式是一模一
样。Because most of the time we practice doubt.
因为大部分时间我们实践出来的都是怀疑而已。
Amen. We're so used to doubt.
因为我们经常是不停这么怀疑。
Reverse it.
今天呢，我们要反方向来。
That's how faith works.
我们要知道，信心也是同样的工作方式。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, we need to go back to the story of the epileptic boy.
那我们现在又回到我们之前讲到的马可福音里面的这个男孩得了这个疯病的。
In order to understand how we can hinder faith.
让我们看看我们怎么样可以拦阻信心的。
Amen. Remember the story last week we spoke about? The father had an epileptic boy. He came to the disciples, but they couldn't cast the demon out.
记不记得上一周我们所讲的是有这么一个父亲，他有了一个犯那个癫痫病的儿子，然后他去门徒那里祷告医治就没有发生。
Last week we were looking at Matthew 17.The shorter version. Today we're going to look at the longer version.
那上一周我用的是马太福音十七章的那个比较短的经文。那今天我们来看马可福音更加长，有一些细节的经文。
The longer version contains a little bit more detail.
因为这个长的经文呢，可能里面有更多的细节让我们看到。
And I love the word of God because it reveals even more to you.
因为我很喜欢神的话语，因为你越看这个长的，里面就有更多的细节。
It's in Mark 9:21-22.
所以我们来看看马可福音九章二十一到二十二节。
And Jesus said to his Father, how long has this been happening to him? And he said, from childhood. And it has often cast him into the fire and into the water and destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us.
耶稣问他父亲，他得这病有多久了呢？父亲说，从小的时候，那灵屡次把他扔进火里、水里，要治死他。你若能做什么，求你怜悯我们，帮助我们。
Now, up to now, what the father says is quite reasonable.
那现在好像父亲讲的好像还蛮有道理的。
In fact, it probably reflects how we pray.
可能这也就是我们平时祷告的方法吧。
Lord.
主啊
if you can,
如果你可以的话
Lord, if it's your will,
主啊如果你愿意的话是你的旨意的话
if you don't mind, Lord,
如果你不介意的话
if it's okay with you, Lord,
如果你还可以这样做的话
Amen、嗯、The word, if you can, look how Jesus replied.
你看看这个父亲祷告他说的你若能做什么的、这个、
And Jesus said to him, if, next verse,
二十三节
If you can,
耶稣就反问他说：“你若能。”
Do you notice quotation marks?
你看到吗？这里面有引号哦。
Exclamation mark.
这里面是一个叹号哦，感叹号。
Here's the father say, "If you can."
就好像这个父亲不是很确定说，如果你能够这样做的话。
If someone said that to me, I go, "Yes, of course, brother."
那如果有人这样子跟我说，如果你可以的话，我可能会说啊，没问题，我会帮你的。
You see.Sometimes we are nicer than God.
很多时候你发现我们比神好像更有礼貌一点哦。
That's why some brothers and sisters, there are too many Christians who hardly know, who are too familiar with the God they hardly know.
所以很多基督徒其实是不了解，他们以为他们了解，但他们并不了解神。
Listen to me again. There are too many Christians.
有很多基督徒
who are too familiar.
他们太熟悉一种
with a God they hardly know.
他们所不熟悉的神。
So what kind of God are we really knowing? What sort of image do we have of a God?
所以你们心中的神到底是怎样的呢？
Certainly in the Bible, sometimes God is quite offensive.
所以在圣经里你会发现怎么耶稣在这里还特别被冒犯到呢？
Amen. Especially over faith.
特别是关于信心一事。
Because you're questioning him and his ability.
因为你在质疑他的能力。
It's a bit like asking the richest man in the world, do you have £1?
就像你跟百万富翁去问，最富有的人去问，请问你有一磅钱吗？
Do you haveCan you afford to give me some money?
你有没有钱能给我一点啊？
Amen. It's an insult.
是一种侮辱来着。
And so Jesus is basically saying, if I can,
所以耶稣反问说，
if you can,
你若能，
He's just basically saying, if you can, Lord.
因为那个人，父亲就这么问的嘛，他说如果你可以的话。
The response was, if you can,
他回答是你若能。
In the ESC version, notice there's an exclamation mark.
你看到我们现在放上的这个是还有个感叹号的。
So here is what hinders faith.
这个就是阻止信心的一个阻拦。
Not having confidence in God's ability.
因为我们对神的能力没有确信和把握。
A few weeks ago, I told you we need to be confident in His nature.
所以几周前我们有专门讲过我们要对神的本性很有信心。
Lord, will you forgive me?
主啊，你可以原谅我吗？
Will I forgive you?
神肯定会反问说，我能原谅你吗？
Lord, if it's your will, save my husband.
如果人祷告说，如果是你的意愿的话，
If it's my will for people to be saved,
他说你要解救我的丈夫，他说难道这还要，你还不知道我的意愿是想救人吗？
GodDoesn't want us to politely asking nonsense.
神并不想让我们以这种所谓的礼貌的方式来问一些废话。
He want us to be like the Phoenician woman.
他反倒是让你像那个有信心的女人
一样。He told us a parable about the widow.
他当时讲到那个寡妇的信心。
That they knock on the door.
他们就不停地在敲门。
Open up.
然后就喊敲要开门。
I got a friend who's coming. Give me some bread.
我有一个朋友来了，你要需要给我一些提供。
God want us to come to Him boldly.
神要我们坦然无惧地来到他的面前。
He didn't want, He doesn't want to hear words. If you can,
他不想让你质疑他的能力，说如果你有这个能力的话。
We say, Lord, heal my son.
所以主啊，医治我的孩子。
Because I know you can.
因为我知道你能。
Amen. That's why God says to the centurion.I have not seen greater faith like this.
这是为什么耶稣当时表扬百夫长说，我在这世上都没有见过这么大信心。
What did he say?
因为当时的百夫长说
，Jesus said, "Okay, I'll come to heal your servant." And the centurion man said, "No, you don't need to."
当时耶稣说，我来跟着你去医治你的仆人。但是这个百夫长说，你都不用来。
Just say the word.
他说，你就说一句话就够了。
That's boldness.
这个是胆大的。
That's boldness in God's ability.
这是对神的能力毫无质疑
的
勇敢。
God, I know you are good.
主啊，我知道你是良善的。
So be good to my family.
所以你对我的家人必
良善。I want to experience your goodness.
我要经历你的良善。
Lord, I know you can heal.
主啊，我知道你是医治的主。
So help me to get healed.
主啊，你今天就让来医治我。
Amen. No.If you can,
而不是质疑说，如果你有这个能力的话，
make me well.
你就今天试试医治我吧。
I'll tell you, if you pray that kind of prayer, you're asking for trouble.
你要是这样子祷告的话，你会自讨苦吃哦。
In heaven, go boom boom.
然后天上会有声音下来哦。
Healing, if I can.
医治，我若能医治的话。
Amen. Now, these are Jesus' words, not mine, right?
这是耶稣自己的反问，这你们不要来质疑我哈。
But he said that.
但是耶稣就这么说话的。
Here is a desperate man.
这里是一个很迫切的父亲。
Whose son is you know, the enemy's torturing him.
那敌人在折磨他的儿子。
Comes to Jesus.
然后他来到耶稣的面前。
If you can, Lord.
他问句，你若能。
They just, Jesus replied like that.
所以这才是为什么耶稣会这么冒犯的回答。
He said, if you can.
他才会这么回答，你若能。
All things are possible for those who believe.
在信的人凡事都能。
Don't question about God.
不要来质疑神哦。
Look after your faith.
你自己管好自己的信心就好了。
Believe.
要相信。
God is demanding us to believe.
神是要求我们来相信。
And if you can't believe,
如果我们实在不能相信。
And if you don't have the faith,
如果你没有信心的话。
This is what he recommends.
那这就是神要对你说的话。
That we learn from the father. From this earth, this the boy's father.
我们向这个男孩的父亲学习他怎么祷告的。
Look what he said.
看他说了什么。
Immediately, the father of the child cried out, I believe. He confessed, I believe.
孩子的父亲,
but he has no faith.
孩子的父亲立刻喊着说，我信。
That's why, brothers and sisters, even if you don't have faith,You pray, I believe what God says. I believe in His word. I believe in God. Even though your heart doesn't feel like it, your mind doesn't feel like it, you confess it.
所以如果你信心就算没有的话，你口里还是照样可以这样宣告，我信。
So has the father got faith or not?
那你觉得这个时候的父亲到底是有信心还是没信心？
No, but he says,
他其实没有。
I believe.
但他还是说了，我信。
And then he says,
但他接着说，
help my unbelief.
求你帮助我的不信。
Amen. That's how we pray.
这就是我们的祷告方式。主啊，
I got this impossible situation.
我有一个这样子不可能的事情。
I got this difficulty.
我有这样的难处。
Lord, I believe.
主啊，我相信。
Help me with my faith.
来帮助我的不信。
Amen. Amen. That's why the first what hinders faith.Is when we question God's ability.
如果什么是阻拦信心的事情，就是当我们去质疑神的能力的时候。
Is it God's will?
是不是神的意愿呢？
When it is His will to save your family.
那救人肯定是神的意愿呐。
Amen. When you get saved, God wants to save your entire family.
当你自己得救的话，神当然想救你一家人呐。
God wants all the things, people that you love.Everything that you love go to heaven with you.
神巴不得你生命中所爱的一切，包括人都能跟你一起去天堂。
That's why I believe cats and dogs go to heaven.
所以我还相信连我的狗都会去天堂。
I'm not sure about cats.
猫我不太确定哦。
I'm definite about dogs.
但是我很确定狗哦。
If you love your cats and dogs, perhaps your cats.
你如果爱你的猫和狗，也许把猫
也放
进去。
I believe they go to heaven with you.
我相信他会跟你们一起去神国。
Because you do not want to spend your eternity without your cats and dogs.
因为你不想在永恒里面再也见不到你的狗狗和猫猫了。
Amen. Anyway, why do I say that for?
开玩笑而已啊。
So.Do not question God's ability.
所以不要质疑神的能力。
Don't question about His love.
也不用质疑神的爱。
Don't question about His forgiveness.
也不要去质疑神的宽恕。
Amen. Has God forgiven you?
那神是不是有宽恕你？
Yes.
是的。
But do you know, Wigglesworth also say this very, I just like to quote it to you. He says, the devil will always remind you.
那我继续在刚才讲我们说的那个有人讲的名言哈，他说魔鬼总是来提醒你
，and you will always remember，
然后你总会记得他的提醒。
You know we keep remembering our sins, we keep remembering our past。
我们老是能记住我们的过去和我们那些罪。
Well, the devil will keep reminding you，
然后魔鬼就会一直的来提醒你。
And your brain won't forget，
然后你的脑子就是总是不忘记这些事情。
Guess what？
然后你发现没有
？Only God forgets，
只有神忘记了。
Amen. Your sins,
你的罪
washed under the blood of Jesus.
耶稣的血洗净了。
God has forgotten.
神忘记了。
But why do we keep remembering?
但是我们自己为什么要一直记得呢？
When He's forgotten.
连神都忘了，你要记得干嘛？
Amen. So don't accept that kind of a lie.
所以不要在那种自责的谎言里面哦。
And then the second principle about hindrance.Is that in Luke chapter 17, verse 5 to 6, last week we read.
那我们来讲第二个阻拦，就是在约路加福音十七章的五到六节。
The apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith."
使徒对主说，请加增我们的信心。
So how does faith increase?
那这个信心是怎么加增的呢？
Prayer increases faith.
祷告能加增信心。
Worship increases faith.
敬拜能加增信心。
Obedience increases faith.
顺服能加增信心。
Reading the Word of God increases faith.
神的话语能加增信心。
Fellowship with godly people, with people with faith will increase your faith.
和属灵的人一起团契也能加增信心。
Your trials.
你的试探试炼都能加增信心，你的困难和苦难都能加增，都能加增你的信心。
The renewing of your mind，
更新你的头脑也能加增你的信心，都能够加增。
The truth，
那事实是
will increase your faith，
连真理都可以加增信心。
Amen. Because so all these boring things。
所谓的这些最无聊的事情
that nobody wants to do as a Christian,
就是基督徒最烦最不想做的事情
reading the Bible,
就是读圣经啊
praying every day,
每天祷告啊
trusting in God,
每天信神啊
they all increase your faith.
就 你觉得最无聊的这些事情就是加信心的方法
But we don't want to do any of that.
哦，我就不想做这种事情
Amen? That's why we don't like praying.
这是为什么没有人要祷告嘛
Because we don't think anything will happen.
因为他们也不想想，不想去
想要发生什么。Because your faith is so strong that you don't believe anything will happen.
因为你的信心已经大到你就不相信有任何事情会发生。
Do you understand how doubts just stops you from doing everything?
你能够看到那种疑惑能让你真的阻止你做很多事情。
I tell you, brothers, this is once you get used to prayer, worship, reading the Word of God, doing all the boring things, suddenly they become your entertainment.
当你开始愿意去尝试做我说的那些无聊的事情的时候，终于有一天你会开始享受它的，会觉得很有
意思。To interact with the supernatural God, He will do things, wow, money cannot buy.
只有在这种时候，你才会真的跟神有接触到，原来他可以做事情的，这是天价都买不回来的好事。
You will discover.Impossibilities.
你会发现那些不可能的事情都变可
能。You'll be walking in a different realm.
你会发现你进入了一个完全不同的领域。
Your faith will grow.
然后你的信心就开始加增。
Because it's a reality.
因为这是实际。
God is a reality.
神就是一个实际。
And then you begin to see things happening that is impossible.
然后你看到那些不可能事情开始发生。
Amen. So.Faith needs to be increased.
所以信心是需要加增的。
So if you don't increase your faith, the faith will then decrease.
如果你不加增你的信心，那你的信心就会做减法了。
You might have faith today.
你今天可能还有信心。
But if you are lazy,
如果你再懒几天
you don't keep nurturing your faith.
然后你不继续去滋养你的信心的成长的话。
Then faith will just decrease.
然后你的信心会发现是做减法。
Doubts will increase.
然后你的那个怀疑就开始多了。
Amen.You might have great faith to trust God for a job.
你也许本来有很大的信心，相信神会给你一个工作。
And you trust God.
然后你相信神。
Until you get a really good job.
直到有一天你突然真的拿到一份好工作。
Really good income.
发现工资还不错。
Then your faith switches from God to your job.
然后突然你把你的信心从神那里又摆回到工作那里。
And then as you get richer and richer and richer.
然后慢慢的你钱是越来越多了。
Your faith goes smaller and smaller and smaller.
然后你的信心就越来越少了。
Do you understand?
你明白吗？
That's why sometimes God give you allow a hard time in our life.
这是为什么神有的时候允许一些苦难在我们生命中发生。
I remember as a student in my third year, I had to get myself a job in McDonald's.
我记得还在我在学校的大学第三年的时候，我要去麦当劳工作。
I said, Lord, this is so bad.
然后我当跟神抱怨说，这样差的工作。
Why do I have to work in McDonald's?
为什么要到麦当劳打工？
You know, by the time you tax everything, it's hardly worth it.
当那个时候你把税全交完，你手里拿到的就一丁点了。
And I remember a conviction in my heart.
然后我就觉得我当时心里有一个这样的感动。
This is your chance to experience me.
这是你经历我的机会。
Because in life I will bless you.
因为在生命上我肯定会祝福你。
So that you remember.
但是我要你来记住
，How difficult it is for lots of people.
你曾很多人其实都是在这种苦难当中的。
So I went and did it and cooked my burgers, fried my chips.
所以我那个时候就开始真的顺服了，就做我的那些汉堡包了。
Brothers and sisters, while we are young or whatever situation we find ourselves in, there is a lesson to be learned.
所以不管我们今天是什么年纪，只要我们到了一种光景当中，那光景一定有一个功课让学的。
God will increase your faith.
神会在那个功课中间加增我们的信心。
Be diligent.
我们要勤劳的这样子。
God will not let you go through anything for nothing.
神绝对不会让你浪费时光去经历一个没必要的事情。
Amen, amen. And that's why, lastly,
最后
so we just recap, right? Have confidence in God's ability.
第一是要信得过神的能力。
Secondly,
第二
faith must increase.
信心是可以加增的。
If not, it will decrease.
如果你不加增它，它就肯定会减少。
You got to do all the boring stuff.
所以你要做所有你认为的无聊的事情、哦。
Until they become exciting.
直到那些无聊的事情突然变得有趣。
Entertaining.
突然觉得哎很有意思哦。
Hallelujah. Amen. And then thirdly, right?
然后第三。
These are the hindrances.
这些就是我们说的阻拦。
You notice the text that we looked at today was in Mark chapter 11, talking about faith.
那记不记得刚才我们有看到马可福音的第十一章讲到信心？
Isn't it odd that Jesus finishes off with this verse?
那是不是你会发现很有意思？耶稣又用现在你们看到的这个经文来结束。
Just now he talks about faith without don't doubt in your heart.
刚才我们都一直讲到祷告 千万不要怀疑，要相信。
You see, it should have just ended in 24.
所以我们会觉得诶到了第二十四节就挺好的了。
But he adds one more verse.
但是他在二十四节之后又加了一节哦。
Great faith.
大的信心。
Also have great hindrances.
又有大更大的阻拦。
This is what the enemy will do to destroy your faith.
这就是魔鬼要做的事情，可以能阻拦到你信心的增长。
And over the years, I've seen so many Christians fall into this trap, including myself.
那在很多过去的时候，我常常看到基督徒就是不小心走入这个圈套。
You're running along, you're setting the world on fire, you're preaching the gospel, you love God, and you do everything.
你本来很火热的，你又爱主，你又传福音，然后你一直在奔跑，然后突然
，And then suddenly.The enemy attack you.
突然魔鬼就来攻击你了。
Usually comes as a person who offends you.
一般呢就从一个冒犯你的人
开始。Who does something to hurt you.
他先做一件能够伤害你的事情。
Who said something that you can't forgive.
或者对你说了一句这样人很难受的话。
Ladies and gentlemen, the biggest hindrance to your faith.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这最大的阻拦就
是。Surprise, surprise.
哦，好大的吃惊哦。
Everybody's heard about it.
其实每个人都听过，有没有？
But we refuse to do anything about it.
但是我们就是忍不住，就是不管用。
It's called unforgiveness.
就是叫做不饶恕。
He says, and whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father who is also in heaven.May forgive your trespasses.
你们站着祷告的时候，若想起有人得罪你们，就该饶恕他，好像你们在天上的父也饶恕你们的过犯。
Unforgiveness is a number one enemy.
不饶恕是我们最大的敌人。
Because our faith needs prayer.
因为我们的信心是需要祷告的。
To grow.
借着祷告来成长的。
And unforgiveness hinders that prayer.
然而不饶恕就会阻拦这样的祷告。
If you have unforgiveness, it's a spiritual suicide.
如果你有不饶恕，你相当于属灵自杀。
And all the boring stuff that you do is a waste of time.
你所谓的做那些属灵的工作、无聊的事情，对你来说都是浪费时间。
God is doing this to you.
因为神是蒙着耳朵来。
He can't hear you.
说我听不到，听不到。
Until we forgive.
直到你饶恕为止。
That's why the Lord's prayer is, "Give us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us."
这是为什么主导文说饶恕我们的罪，就像我们饶恕别人的罪一样。
But Pastor, I can't forgive.
哦，但是牧师，我饶恕不了哦。
And I know.
我知道。
I have that as well.
我也有这个问题的。
But we also need to learn from that father of the boy.
但是我，所以我们才要跟刚才那位父亲学习说。
I forgive.
主啊，我饶恕。
Help me of my unforgiveness.
帮助我那些不饶恕的地方。
I tell you, copy that formula.
你们就直接把那个当公式学好了。
Anything, just change the word, right?
你就把那个公式改个词，
First,
什么事情都可以套路的。
Confess what you want.
第一，你先说出来你想要什么。
Secondly, tell God where you are at the moment.
但是第二呢，就是跟神说你其实你的状况
实际上怎么样。I want to
believe. 我想相信。
But help me of my unbelief.
但是帮助我的不信。
I forgive.
我饶恕。
But help me of my unforgiveness.
来帮助我的那些不饶恕。
Amen. You see, Unforgiveness stops faith.
不饶恕就阻止了信心。
Doubt stops faith.
怀疑阻止信心。
Unbelief stops faith.
不信阻止信心。
Peter was walking on the water quite happily.
彼得本来在水上行走的还挺开心的。
Jesus told him to come.
然后因为耶稣跟他说你来。
And he walked on the water.
然后他就真的走上了水。
So, wow.
他说 wow.
Until when?
直到什么时候?
Suddenly he sees a storm.
他突然看到了风暴。
Fear entered his heart.
恐惧进入到他的心里。
Doubt entered his mind.
疑惑进入到他心里。
He starts sinking.
然后他马上就开始往下沉。
You see, faith is hindered by fear and doubt.
所以你们看到这个阻拦是什么？信心的阻拦就是怀疑。
Until then, he was walking on water.
直到他看到了那些风暴。
Until then, we were serving God so happily.
一直到看到风暴之前，我们本来还走得好好的，侍奉得好好的。
Until the enemy sends someone to offend you.
直到突然敌人派一个人来冒犯你一下。
Until the enemy sends someone to hurt you.
直到敌人突然弄一个人来伤害你一下。
He wants to stop you from your tracks.
因为他想让你马上停止。
Whenever that happens.
不管只要这样的事情发生的时候。
Think about the epileptic boy.
你就要马上想象刚才我们说的那个癫狂的男儿子。
I forgive.
然后他的爸爸说主啊我
饶恕。Help me of my unforgiveness.
帮助我的不饶恕。
Amen. We've got to deal with it.
我们要一直这样处理它。
And that's why Jesus says, it is like a mulberry tree. It's so difficult to pull out.
就像耶稣所形容的这个比喻一样，就像一个桑树，那么大的桑树，连根拔起有多难。
You can counsel people until they grow old. For, yeah, this is how you forgive. This is what you do. This is what you can go through all the courses. Get yourself a degree on forgiveness. You still won't be able to forgive.
有的人做心理辅导做了一辈子哦，然后几十年都在做心理辅导，到最后还是不能够饶恕。
You can be an expert in the subject.
你可能都会去学习到你成了那个饶恕的那个专家。
But you can still end up the most unforgiving person.
但你仍然可以还是那个最不能饶恕的一个人。
Because unforgiveness needs faith.
因为不饶恕需要信心的。
You say to yourself, by faith, I know I'm going to succeed in forgiving.
所以你要说凭着信心我知道我定能饶恕。
Amen. And how do you know you've forgiven?
你怎么知道你已经饶恕了呢？
When your heart suddenly there's an assurance it's done.
你自己的心里面会有个很大的确据已经成了。
Amen. That you're able to feel and sense what you haven't done before.
你能够感觉到和之前的状态完全不一样。
Unforgiveness.
所以这种不饶恕
Doubt
还有怀疑
A negative mindset
还有负面的思想
Worldly thoughts Worldly wisdom
属世的智慧和属世的想法
It's hindering your faith
都在阻拦你的信心成长
What do I mean by worldly wisdom?
我讲的这种属世智慧是指什么呢
Faith is not logical
因为信心不是靠逻辑能想明白的
Miracles are not logical
神迹更不是靠逻辑能想明白的
God is not logical
神也不是你靠你自己的逻辑能想明白的
In fact, it's very illogical
换句话说是其实非常没逻辑的一个神
if any of us, right, has spent enough time with the Lord old enough to realize God is strange
如果你们在跟神的关系有很多年你一定会发现神好古怪的
Amen?He doesn't do things like us.
他跟我们做事的方式是很不一样。
He doesn't think like us.
他也跟我们思维方式非常不一样的。
And the way he does things is not logical.
所以主做事的方式是完全不符合我们的属世逻辑的。
When Elijah needs food, a raven comes along.
当以利沙他需要以利亚他需要粮食的时候，竟然是乌鸦叼着食物过来。
Amen. He does things.In a strange way.
神很古怪的做事方式。
And that's why our answer to prayer is not logical.
所以我们的祷告得答复也不是按照逻辑来发生的。
Whatever you need is not logical.
你所需要的东西也不一定按照你的逻辑发生
的。It's not logical how God does things.
也不是你用你的逻辑能够猜到神怎么做事。
But the worldly wisdom, we spend years in education telling us logic.
那我刚才说的属世的智慧就是他们花一生的教育能让你以为你有逻辑的一个人
Now I study science I have a very logical mind
那我是一个喜欢学科学的人所以我是一个很有逻辑思维方面的人
And I used to struggle a lot over this
那我曾经就是很挣扎这件事情
But now I've learned something
但我现在学会了
When it comes to miracles,
当我们想神迹这
种事情的时候 comes to answering prayers,
当我们讲到祷告得答复的时候
when it comes to trusting God,
当我们讲到来信靠神的时候
I have to lay my logic down,
我要把我的逻辑先放到一边的
and become illogical,
然后我又变得非常不逻辑来处理
I don't know how this is going to work,
我也不知道这个要怎么样发生
but I know it's going to work,
但是我就知道反正会发生的
Amen?Don't know how it's going to work, but it's going to be all right.
我不知道它是要怎么样的发生，但我知道必会实现。
It's going to be all right.
反正是会实现的。
Every time when you are anxious and worried, just tell yourself it's going to be all right.
当每一次你焦虑啊、担心的时候，你就跟自己说一切都会好。
That interview,
那个应聘
，the person want to meet,
那你我要碰的那个人
，it's going to be all right on that day.
那天都会好的。
Amen. It's going to be okay.
都会好的。
So you say that to each brothers and sisters as well.
所以你跟你的弟兄姊妹也是这样说。
The other hindrance is when everybody else say 死啦，你会死啦。
你千万不要跟弟兄姊妹说话的时候说，哎呀，你惨了，你糟了，你死了。
Amen. The other things that hinder is people keep sowing doubt in your mind.
还有一个很大的阻难呢，就是别人的言语可以在你的头脑里面放更多的疑惑。
Let's not spend time with people who doubt.
千万不要跟有太多疑惑的人去交往。
You sit down for 10 minutes and it takes you 10 days to get rid of the doubt.
你花十分钟跟他讲话，然后你要花十天慢慢地恢复那个
信心。Have you ever spent 10 minutes with someone with faith?
反而是如果你要花十分钟跟有信心的人在一起
you walk out the door feeling bigger and stronger,
然后你马上就会发现的十分钟以后你觉得信心更增了
they're not telling you rubbish they're telling you faith
他们不是跟你说胡话他们是跟
你讲信心 not wishful thinking it doesn't make sense but you can sense the faith
你虽然觉得那个逻辑又不通但是你又觉得我能感觉到这信心
it is not denial
你发现他是不否认的。
Denial is something else.
否认是别的事情。
Denying reality is something else.
否认一些事实是另外一个话题。
Faith is when you know.
信心就是当你确定。
That God does these sort of things.
神就是做这种事情的人。
Amen. Hallelujah. Don't listen to the enemy's lies.
不要听敌人的谎言。
He will keep lying to you.
他会一直给你撒谎。
You know we are very good at hearing his voice.
你知道我们能够听撒旦的那个语言听得很清楚。
Have you ever tried it when you're washing up the dishes?
你们有没有在洗碗的时候突然听到
？And you're cooking.
或者你在做饭的时候
？And no one's around.
其实旁边也没有人哦。
A thought comes into your mind.
突然你就发现里头多了一个心思。
So and so 10 years ago did this.
有个人十年前对你做过这种事情。
And then suddenly you keep thinking about something that you shouldn't be thinking about.
然后你突然开始在想一个你并不想去想的事情。
That's the enemy talking to you.
这个时候其实敌人已经跟你说话了。
Amen. So if you want to learn how God talks to you, it's the opposite.
如果你想学会要听神的声音，那个方法是反的。
You're suddenly cooking, and suddenly God gives a thought. Go and phone so and so.
也许你在做饭的时候突然一个想法说你要跟某某人去聊天说话
cook an extra meal for brother so-and-so
或做一个额外的饭菜要给这个弟兄或姊妹
But the enemy so-and-so is saying bad things
但是敌人会说有某某人是要跟你这样说
哦 Do you remember 10 years ago
你记不记得十年前
Your sister said this to you
那个姊妹当时对你说这个话
Suddenly after you cook
然后你发现 你做完饭以后，你就开始觉得那火气开始冒上来，你觉得好生气。
You feel offended.
你觉得很被冒犯到。
Is the enemy destroying your faith?
其实这个是魔鬼在你身上的工作。
Amen. So today, brothers and sisters.
所以今天弟兄姊妹们
，We want to see the four keys why in faith is have faith in God.
我们要记得这四个关键得信息的，一个是要把信心摆到神身上。
Don't doubt in your heart.
第二是不要有怀疑。
Believe.
相信。
And fourthly, believe in what you pray that you received it.
最后要相信你所祷告的必实现。
And then the hindrance to faith.
然后要记得我们刚刚说的阻拦。
Confidence in God's ability, questioning it.
就是疑惑。
Secondly, not increasing your faith.
还有就是不去加增，你的信心就变成减少。
And fourthly, all the negative things that destroy, that hinders faith.
还有所有刚才所说的那些负面的东西都是去减你的信心的
especially unforgiveness
特别是不饶恕这件事情
Amen, let's pray
让我们一起来祷告
Lord, increase our faith
主啊来加增我们的信心
We trust you, Lord Jesus
我们相信你主耶稣
We trust in your ability.
我们相信你的能力。
And your willingness.
还有你的愿意。
And your good nature.
和你的本身的特质。
That you do want to deliver us.
你特别想释放我们。
You want to bless us.
你想来祝福我们。
So I just pray, oh God, for anyone here today.
主啊，我们今天为所有的人祷告。
That needs a miracle from the Lord.
那些特别是需要你的神迹的人。
That needs to hear from the Lord.
那些特别想听到你说话的人。
That today, oh God, we confess.
主啊，今天我们来承认。
Lord, we believe.
主啊，我们相信你。
Help us of our unbelief.
帮助我们的不信。
Lord, we forgive.
主啊，我们饶恕。
Help us of our unforgiveness.
帮助我们的不饶恕。
So brothers and sisters, have faith in God.
所以弟兄姊妹们要把信心摆到神身上。
And let the faith grow.
让你的信心得以成长。
And so that you can really see things happening in your life.
然后就会看到你生命中有真事情发生。
Hallelujah. Each day, remember not to doubt God.
每一天都记得不要疑惑。
Not to doubt Him.
不要怀疑神
He loves us.
因为他爱我们
He has a plan for us.
他对我们有一个计划
He has an open door for us.
他对我们是开门的
He has a solution for us.
他给我们有一个方案的
But we need to seek him.
但是我们要去寻求
We need to be patient.
我们要去耐心的寻求
We need to obtain the answer.
我们要去紧紧的抓住神的那个答案
By believing in him.
然后相信主
Let's all stand.
让我们一起起立
Father, we ask you to bless every person in our church.
主啊，你来祝福我们教会的每一个人
As we worship you,
当我们一起来敬拜你的时候。
Into your hands I commit again.
Into your hands I commit again.
One more time, I walk with you, I trust in you.
I walk with you wherever you go, through tears and joy, I trust
you. I trust in you.
You, I believe in all of your ways.Jesus, I believe in you.
Just pray that in our church, that every brother and sister will love faith, will pursue after faith, will practice faith every day in our lives. And may we, O God, encourage each other to believe in God, to believe in His goodness, to believe in His ability, to believe in His willingness to help us in our needs. Father, I ask you, God, let us be a people of faith, that we call you King, and that we know you are in charge. So today, we exalt you. We know there is no other name that is above this wonderful name, that we can call every day in our lives. Jesus. Jesus. What a wonderful name. What a privilege. To be able to utter that name every single day of our lives. So I ask you to bless every family. Bless us, Lord. Bless us in our jobs, in our studies, in our businesses, bless our homes. Give us peace. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Please be seated. If you have any needs, come forward to pray.
Jesus,
I